We're beginning Simon Yud. Let's see if Aleph in the Mechaber. Talis she'en la'arba knafos petura. A beggar that doesn't have four corners is potter from tzitzis. Yesh la'yoser me'arba chayevis. But if it has even more than four corners, then it is still chayev in tzitzis, just like if it would have four corners. Va'osa la'arba tzitziosa ba'arba knofeha hamaruchakos zu mizu yoser. So where should you put the tzitzis? Let's say you have a beggar that has five corners on it. So where should you put the tzitzis? You should put them on the four corners that are most distant from one another. So if you have, you should skip one of the interim corners in between the two, and you should put the tzitzis on that. Because obviously you can't put five tzitzis on, because that would be an issur of Baal Tosef. So no beggar should have more than four sets of strings on it, even if it has 50 corners. You would only put four sets of strings on the four most distant points on the talis. So see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. It says, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter why the beged does or does not have the corners. As we'll see as we go further, it could be because it was made that way from the beginning, or it could be even that you changed it after it was made. So we'll discuss cases like that. Okay, skip to Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalid. It says, when you have four corners, so he says, this is what we pointed out before, that if you add a fifth set of strings, you violated Baal Tosef. But if you cut off one of the sets of strings and you added the fifth, or you added the fifth first and then you cut off one of the sets of strings, it's kosher as long as you try to have the strings set in the right place. Now, why is it that they have to be meruchakos yoser? Why is it that they have to be as distant as possible from one another? So the Mishnah Berurah has a machlokas here. He says, first opinion is that it just makes sense that that's a good way to do it, so it should be most recognizable that you have tzitzis. We mentioned previously that there's an inyan to be surrounded by the tzitzis, so you want to have them in the four most extreme parts of the beged, far away from each other. That's opinion number one that he quotes from the Taz and the Kesef Mishnah and the Levush. However, he quotes Yeshom Rimduhu Midaraisa. The some will say that the fact that the beged has to be most distant from one another is actually a Dindo Raisa, and therefore you should try to be as machmir as possible in order to be Yotze. The Shita, he quotes the El Yeraba, Mishem Aram Mintz and the Lechem Chamudos. So he says there is such an opinion that the chiyuv that they're supposed to be far away from one another is a din minat Torah, and therefore you should try your best to be mekayim it unless you're stuck, and then you can rely. If let's say it's you don't have time to change the tzitzis and you have to go daven or something like that, and you're going to miss the zman tefillah, so then you can leave it as is until you have a chance to go back and do it later. Okay. Sif Beis Yesh La Arba Chotach Echad Baal Achson Vaso Shnayim Hare Nasis Balas Chamish VeChayevis. Let's say you have four corners on the beged, and then what you do is you bisect one of the corners and you turn it into a double corner now. So that's considered, it has five corners and it's still chayev and tzitzis. You just have to do what we said in the previous sif, that you should put the tzitzis in the right four corners. And obviously it's the same as if you had a triangular beged and then you cut through one of the corners and you doubled it up, so then that counts as having four corners now, and now it's chayev and tzitzis, right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Katan Zayin, that you can turn a three-cornered beged into a four-cornered beged, and now it's chayev min haTorah. Just he adds in Sif Katan Zayin, that obviously it has to be recognizable that you made the cut. We're going to see in Sif Zayin, in the Mechaber, that in order for something to be considered a corner, it has to be cut at least 50% of the way up the beged, and therefore, in this case as well, you have to make sure you didn't just make a little slit in between the two corners, because that doesn't count as anything, but it has to actually be that you cut through the corners significantly up to more than half of it. Okay, moving right along, Sif Gimel, Kofal Karnos Taliso, Uksharam Otfarim. Let's say you folded over the corners of the talis and you either tied them together or you sewed them up so there are no longer any corners. V'doma ki'ilu kitzon, it's like the same thing as if you cut off the corners and rounded them out. Ve'in la knafos afal pichein lo niftara. Even though you did this and now the beged no longer has any corners, it's still not potter. Now this is very important. If you would have done it in such a way where it's considered that you cut them off, so then it's completely potter from tzitzis. But here the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Katan Ches that, oh no, I'm sorry, it says in Sif Katan Ches that the reason over here we say it's not putter is that since you sewed it up and you did it in such a way that it's folded, it's not considered that you really want to keep it that way forever, and therefore we're not going to potter you from tzitz. But if you would have done it in a way that's normal, that that's the way they make the beged, and they never unfold it, and they never undo the tie, then it would be considered potter from tzitzis.